morning to you, Sean and Sue with you, and it's a wet one out there this morning. Oh my goodness. Hey, it's 49 right now in Freehold, 51 in Bayville. Let's check in with Danny, the news you need to know.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Conservation groups are urging beachgoers along the Jersey Shore to report any turtles they see that may appear stunned or dead. Marine experts say sea turtles who are stunned by cold temperatures may appear lifeless. Delta Airlines says it is adding more premium services for some travelers. The airline says high-income travelers are driving the demand for more diverse services. One of those changes will include offering Shake Shack on some first-class flights out of Boston and Atlanta. And two blockbuster films are expected to jumpstart the holiday box office this weekend, Wicked and Gladiator 2. They'll both hit theaters. The adaptation of the long-running Broadway musical is expected to earn at least $100 million in its first weekend. That would shatter the record for the best opening for a Broadway adaptation. Meanwhile, Ridley Scott's sequel to his 2000 Oscar winner is anticipated to bring in $65 million in its opening weekend. That is definitely not a thumbs down. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
It's a soggy start to your Thursday morning as our main rain event wraps up. Over an inch of healthy rainfall in spots. And we're not done with wet, inclement, raw weather just yet. Got to keep the chance of rain showers in the forecast throughout the day. But it's not going to rain all day. We could even see a peak of sun. Breezy and cool as temperatures fall through the 40s. Still a shower chance tonight, low 37. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, one final push of showers, high only 44. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.